Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Andy.
Hi there, Bob. You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Travelodge for you last night.
Ground floor.
Ooh, I don't like the sound of ground floor.
Exactly, extra edge, possible intruder threat. So I was slept with one eye open kind of thing.
Yeah. But, and was there a lot of traffic? Were you near the lift or something?
No, I wasn't. I was down the corridor, like beyond the restaurant.
Yeah.
So.
But were you happy with your Travelodge experience? That's the main thing.
I ain't got any complaints about it.
Okay. Well, then.
But I didn't get that half 10 last night, so, you know.
I'm not very well, by the way, if you want, to ask.
Before I get to that, yeah, I've got a complaint.
Oh, yeah.
I had one sachet of coffee.
Yeah.
And three sachets of decaf. Now, what use is that to anybody?
That's terrible. I mean, I take a lot of sugars, you know.
Oh, no, you do.
A lot of sugars.
You take your own in, do you?
I have to. I carry them around. If you were looking at my jacket pocket sugar. Now, you'll find me pocket sugar, yeah. Have you got any pocket meats with you today?
Nothing
pocket cheeses?
And I've brought a muffin in from a nearby coffee shop that you've already ripped apart,
well,
calorie-wise.
No, I've not ripped it apart. A blueberry muffin is a beautiful thing, Andy, but it's between 450 and 500 calories. Is it the best hit you can get for that amount of calories? And look at the state of you.
Well, you know, what have I got to lose? Do you know what I mean?
You know, you think when someone like you walked in, they wouldn't sell it to you. Do you know what I mean?
Like in a pub where they stop serving drunks. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I've got a couple of names to offer you, Andrew, but of course you can be...
I was going to ask about your health, yeah. What's wrong with you?
Well, do you know what, Andrew? I suppose you're only getting one coffee sachet probably is more important. I'm not telling you what's wrong with me. It's entirely, completely confidential.
Well, I can't guess from looking at you or listening to you.
Guess what's wrong with me.
Bronchitis?
No, guess, Andrew. When it comes to me, what's going to be the problem?
Baldness?
No...
I don't know, is it your shoulder again?
No.
Your heart?
No.
Oh, your ass?
Exactly. Now, you can be called Tom Birdiebum.
All right.
The only man in the UK to have a beak protecting his anus.
Hmm.
Interesting though, isn't it, Andrew?
Kinda.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or you could be Vince Needlessly Camp McFruit Gums. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
He's an extremely camp glassblower from Leon C, yeah?
Yeah.
Whose glassware has an unusual patina, as he always has a fruit gum in his mouth when he blows.
Right.
So.
Not keen on that.
Not keen on that.
Big arse feels better.
It's not. It's Birdie Bum. Oh, that Peter Sellers film, isn't it? Mr. Birdie Bum.
That hasn't aged well. The party, Peter Sellers.
No, I don't.
Different times.
Different times. So we just put it that way. And no harm.
No
intended.
Harm was intended, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Peter Beasley's been in touch. I thought I might go for an early
Blimey.
Beasley. What
go
do you reckon?
I was going to give you two names.
Oh, God help us.
The
go
dead,
on,
the
then.
Dead quick Sir John Feelings.
Okay.
He was the inventor of Feelings in 1862.
Yeah.
And the decision goth.
Yes.
If you've got any problems, you kind of work out what to do, he'll decide for you.
And where will you find him?
To ring him up.
You goth with
the
phone?
You get the number. Yeah.
Okay.
You got a Nokia?
No, I'm going to be Ronald. Hot dogs. Ronnie hot dogs.
No, you're honky tonk. I'm
really
honky tonk.
Yeah, I'm going to be honky tonk. Although I come here today honkless.
You have for a change.
Because me ray gun, you know, I got prepared in Ipswich.
Yeah.
Went last week.
What? Blown out?
Blown out, yeah.
Blown the mechanism.
Mechanism's gone again, shit. So it's going off to Ipswich again. So Peter got in touch.
All right.
A name bump. Springtime is upon us, and I always think that it is a happy and yet sad time of the year, you know. Happy because it's full of, like, promise, you know, new beginnings, but sad because it will inevitably come to an end all too soon, like things do, you know. When I married the wife I hated all those years ago, it felt like my life would be a permanent springtime of opportunity and growth and that, but things have got a bit pallid recently, you know. Dog death. This week, like, I took my wife to her sister Dorothy's for supper. You know. Me and the wife sat at the dining table whilst Dorothy fitted to and fro from the kitchen, you know, getting everything ready and that. I had half an eye on my phone, like, you know, for Manchester City versus Liverpool match.
Put that phone away, you fucking ignorant fucking nomad. Where are your fucking manners? Down the front of your fucking sweatpants like the rest of your life.
And then Dorothy came in like,
oh, Dorothy, that cauliflower cheese looks perfectly nice. I usually brown the cheese off under the grill, but it's not a fucking problem.
Dorothy says like,
oh, I've done it our Italian way, like in the restaurants. But if that's too highfalutin for you, I can pop it in under the fucking grill.
No, yeah, it looks lovely, Dorothy. Honestly, it's fine just like that. And Dorothy left the kitchen again.
How dare you undermine me in front of my sister, you fucking gravestone of a bloke. Fuck!
No, but you never put it under the grill, love.
That's not the fucking point. It's about marital fucking support, you watery clown.
And then Dorothy came back in. The wife says,
would it be okay, like, if I swapped my seat, Dorothy? There's a bit of a draft here, and the view of the garage wall is a bit fucking dreary for my liking.
Dorothy,
oh, I put you there because you insisted on that seat last time you came. But yes, by all fucking means, move.
Nah, she's right, love. You know, you did insist on that seat last time, like.
Oh, it's okay. I don't want to cause a fuss. Dorothy, have you got some salt for the cauliflower for and cheese?
Well, I did season it according to my Marco Pierre fucking white recipe, but I'm sure you know best. And then Dorothy left like,
you did it again, you fucking traitorous clown. I'll lamp you to the Palazzo Grandesi in Venice and back via the road of fucking Chevron in Avignon if you do it a fucking again.
Yes, love. Sorry, love, like. And Dorothy came back in with the asparagus. Here's the asparagus, folks. Do prepare the tuck in.
Oh, it's tinned, I see. I know some people do actually prefer the tinned.
No, they were fresh from Waitrose today, actually.
Oh, Waitrose, I never go there, it's full of fucking snobs. Yes, you're very Asda, aren't you, Wendy? Right, tuck in.
So we all start munching and crunching on the supper, and I have a good old stare at the brick fireplace housing a classic Canon gas fire and featuring a lovely brass fender. Suddenly I hear the alert on my phone, so sneak a peek at my screen like, oh, get in there, Loris has saved a penalty.
How dare you look at your phone when Dorothy has prepared you this beautiful fork and scran?
Dorothy chimed in as well.
Yet you cheeky little bastard. How dare you go to yours outside by the garage? Wife
says,
I quite fucking agree. Well said, Dorothy. Get out, you little fucking prick. And when you're finished, go and sit in the fucking car till I'm ready.
Yes, love. Sorry, love. Sorry, Dorothy. So here I am, Bob, outside Dorothy's house in the car, like, waiting for the wife and waiting for spring to kick into my life. I've got a couple of jokes like from my joke book, so I'll give them a go, you know. See what you think. So I bumped into an old mate, like, and asked him what he was up to. He says, "Oh, Peter, I prepare meals, you know, for homeless and addicts and drunks and that." I said, "Oh, it's charity work, yeah." And he said, "No, it's Wetherspoons." So it's like this, like kids one, but it's all right, eh? Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they are so good at it. So my doctor told me to take up an activity, like, you know, that keeps me out of the pub, right? So I've started smoking. Not so keen on that, maybe. My wife, you know, she texted me and she said, "Wish you were here." Yeah, she does that every time she visits the cemetery, like. Thank you, like. So, there you go. My wife will be out soon, like, so I'll sign off. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley.
Ah. So, Peter, that was them two wives that had been, like, passive-aggressive, weren't they?
A little bit, that's what they call it, yeah. He did very well to do all the voices and include a third character there, I thought, because it was very confusing, potentially.
I told you I'm not very well. So it is a challenge for me.
That was a tip from Peter Beardsley that was sent in.
Of course,
so.
Yeah. I was ill when I received it.
And I liked the bit where he answered my thing where I said the joke was better and he said thank you. That was well preempted.
There's more to Peter than meets the eye, you know.
I've still got Bananarama living with us. All hell's broke loose this week. What with Easter coming up and that, like, they've put a written request in asking if they can go egg rolling.
Oh, I like that, mate.
That's nice, usually, but I'm a bit nervous about them being out and about while the UK is in holiday mode, you know? Too many variables.
Yeah, get busy for the Huff, couldn't it?
Too many variables for them. No, Susanna Huff's Bangles, man.
All right, you're still with
Bananarama. I'm just Bananarama. Contact with Bangles has broke down now.
All right.
I hope to reconnect at some point, but at the minute...
Well, maybe there's
nothing
an
going
opening
on with
there
Huffs
for me.
Or the Bangles. What?
Maybe I could get in there, like, you know.
Well, I'm not hooking you up, but you can have a go, like, through the usual channels, like social media, if you want to.
Find her on Insta.
She's on Insta. Just send her a message. Anyway, Bananarama, they want to go egg rolling, so I said no, but I put a ramp up in the yard for them to roll eggs down. I've got a plank that's doing nothing at the minute, so I'm going to use that and put some cookery books down, like, to elevate it.
Oh, that's a good one end. Good book to use, that,
like. Some have got, like, 10 cookery books, so it'll be quite a high ramp. I ain't got a soft landing at the bottom, so Bananarama's going to have to take turns lying on the ground, so cushion the fall of the egg when it rolls down. But it's a very thin plank. Very thin
what
plank.
What was it previously used for? Or not? We got
it was just, I don't know, it was plank was there when I moved in, when I got the keys. So it's a thin plank, so there's going to be like an element of jeopardy, I reckon, with the eggs. Because it could come off at the sides. But I think that's what Bananarama needs, a bit of jeopardy.
Keep them stimulated, exactly. You got the keys then, what is it? Is it social housing or housing
associate? Yeah, I had the keys for about 2 years now.
And he just gone in, like...
Just went in, like, just carried on.
Has it got a cooker?
Yeah, it's got a...
Because Bananarama like hot food.
It's got all that, yeah. I mean, we usually get takeaway, like, but it's got a cooker in case I want to reheat the takeaway the next year. Anyway, you know they'd asked for a clock.
The what? That's sorry.
Bananarama asked for a clock.
Oh, did they?
For their room. Well, I've said no, obviously, but they reckon they might move on if I don't change my mind.
Well, maybe you should get them
a standoff. So I've compromised. I've said they're going to have a cactus.
They're going to have a what?
A cactus.
A cactus is nice for Bananarama, yeah.
Yeah. Better than a clock, I reckon. Anyway, I'm going to have to go because this dog bite needs looking at. Started oozing.
Oh, it does look bad, like.
Aye. I'll see you later.
I'll get on Insta to Susanna.
All right.
Andrew, would you like to play a quiz with me?
I'd love to.
Would you like to play socks, pap, boing, peanuts? Underpants, give me just a little more time. Shirt, pap boing, oh yeah. Shorts, hat stand, Mr. Fernandez. Would you like to play that?
More than you could believe.
Okay, well, I'm taking you to M&S. Marks and Spencer's.
A very unknown land
for me. And we're looking at socks, cotton trunk underpants, white plain cotton shirt, black sweatshorts, yeah? So it's a 5-pack of black socks.
Right.
One white cotton shirt.
Right, yeah.
One pair of black sweatshorts, a 5-pack of cotton trunk underpants. Cheapest to most expensive, or vice versa.
Oh, I bet there's not much between them, price-wise.
The biggest price difference is a fiver.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheapest. I'm going to go for the socks.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go for the... Jesus. The shirt.
Okay.
Then the undercrackers.
Yep.
And then the sweatshorts.
Okay. Well, you're completely and totally wrong again, Andrew. But then I suppose you shop down the Asda, don't you,
Mainly,
to be
yeah.
honest?
Good friend of George, yeah.
Cheapest is the 5 pair of cotton trunk underpants at a tenner.
Cheaper than the socks?
Yep. Second is the 5-pack of black socks at 12 quid. Third is the black sweatshorts at 12.50, and the most expensive item, the white cotton shirt at 15 quid.
Yeah, I was all over the place.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
So that was socks, perhaps, boring peanuts, underpants, giving me just a little more time. Short shirt, pap boing, oh yeah, shorts, hat stand, Mr. Fernandez. And I hope you enjoyed it, lad.
Was that right, yeah?
Yeah, all right.
Thanks. If you're listening to this and you haven't already subscribed to our Club Parsnips, which is our new subscription service, it's only £2 a month. This is legitimate. I'm making it sound like it's a thing I've made up, but it's legitimate. £2 a month, and you'll get all your mince episodes 3 days early, advert-free. You will get a bonus episode of a new podcast called Athletico Parsnips.
I'm on Athletico Parsnips. My name's Mr. McLaren.
There you go. And what else will they get? A bonus compilation episode of, for example, South African Stories or Beardsley.
Yeah, I'm coming in like a little bit of a parsnip because I ain't got much work on my hands at the moment. Like, you know, thought I'd do a bit of the parsnips.
And you'll also get an exclusive Ben Picks animation once a month. And if we do any more live shows, you'll get early bird tickets and a heads up. So £2 a month. AthleticOnMince.com/parsnips. Go and have a look.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi there, guys. Yup. That was quite clever, wasn't it? Yup. Just taking you up to the business sky there. Just thought I'd update you on my incredible life experiences and goal surpassment. I'm Barry C. Homeowner. What's the C for? Sailing ships in. It's been an incredible week, even by my outrageous standards. Basically, I'm shitting into a golden pot of triumph. Let's make a Listeroonie. At one, I've upgraded my kitchen lighting rig to LED. I've now got the equivalent of 12, yeah, you heard it right, 12 100-watt bulbs focused directly on my camper choo-choo hub. Flick a button, and their focus swivels to my hot desk imaginarium. At two,
I've just topped up my tax-efficient ISA before the cut-off date of the 5th of the April. It's a tax-free umbrella for my savings, and the side of that umbrella reads, I won't let you down. At 3, I made a move on the young Asian girl that's just started in the letting department. Popped a banana in a handbag and a courgette in a desk drawer. Don't think it will take long for the penny to drop, and even less time after that for a knickers to do the same.
I know,
it's Bants.
Oh, man.
At 4, I've shaved my entire body with a Japanese shishuki knife. Now I'm as smooth as a pelican's undertwaddle. I rub oil of plum into my golden pelt every evening. Before bed, I scrape it off with a spatula and use it as a lubricant for my kitchen island. At 5, took the TT to be hand-washed and waxed by the Polish migratos. They're great lads. They're great lads. They're going high into the business sky, Andy, because they work. Then bought a rose for myself at the garden centre. If you don't love yourself, then in my case, you're missing out big time. Anyway, Mustacheroni got a Skype call with a chick from the Reigate office. Big life-changing milestone watershed moment for her. She's about to fall in love. Ciao, Bella, with an extra slice of wonderful on the tippity top. I'm Barry C. Homo. I'll take you high into the business sky. Do any of the schools...
I still find it hard to like him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I like his... He's got something going on.
Yeah, he's got some kind of vibrancy. I can't quite connect with it, though.
Do any of the schools in Sunderland... I serve fresh food.
The schools?
Yeah.
I believe they do. I hope they do. I'm paying enough for it.
You pay for your...
£2 a day for school dinners.
And you think you don't think it's spent on sweet cigarettes and Twix?
I have no idea. He doesn't say. The kid doesn't tell me.
Do you have...
Where did that come from? Was that apropos of anything in particular?
Do you have toilet paper in your finger? Right. Or do you just hang a teaspoon from the cistern, you know? I just wondered, Andy. I just wondered. No comment then, is it?
I don't see why I should.
All right.
Why I should degrade myself even further by commenting on that. Is that Roy Hodgson outside?
Oh, there's Roy.
Roy, get him in.
Get him in. Open the door, shall... Hey, Roy.
Hello, buddy.
Come in, have Andy's
seat. Nice to see you.
Have Andy's seat there.
Oh, it's a bit high. What is he in his spare time, a wood elf?
No need for that, Roy.
Come on now, right, come on, we're all friends here, Andy. Shut up, man. You've been part of a piece of history recently, Roy.
Yes, indeed. I'm very proud to have become the first man to win a Warhammer battle in under 2 minutes. TV star and notorious Crystal Palace fan Susanna Reid paid a visit in hospitality suite at Sellers Park and I took the opportunity to challenge her to a showdown.
Yeah, that's not actually what I was referring to, Roy.
Shut up, you futile man. She'd hardly had time to set up a childish lineup of mainly Chaos Warriors and Demons before I used Forsaken as a fast flanking unit, totally engulfed her. She didn't have a clue what was going on. It was just wandered off with a glazed look on her face after about a minute and a half. Demons on their fat little arses everywhere you looked. I even took the liberty of performing a small preemptive victory jig on the plush carpet about 50 seconds in. Very, very satisfying, I can tell you.
Right. Sorry, Roy. I was referring to the fact that Palace was the first visit inside to Tottenham's new stadium a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, yeah, it looks fancy, I suppose, but I found myself distracted for most of the game, trying to work out how many Warhammer figures I could have bought for the £1 billion that their absolute piss-pot of a stadium cost to build.
Warhammer, yeah?
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Warhammer. Warhammer, you basket case.
Warhammer. And how many figures do you reckon you could buy for £1 billion?
Well, don't know, about £1 billion, probably. I didn't factor in the paint, though. I'm not a mathematician, am I? Or a magician, for that matter. I'm just an old man. An old man with a passion. A passion for Warhammer.
Warhammer. Hey, but you lost that night, so that's a bit of a setback, innit?
No, I won by default. It's all over the online forums.
No, I think Spurs won 2-0.
No, not on the pitch. Earlier in the week, I was giving it large in the Premier League manager's WhatsApp group, challenging Pochettino to a warhammer session and promising him that I'd nail his South American arse to the tarmac in the car park of his yardy-da new super stadium.
Yeah, and did you?
No, the prick never showed up. I had a wallpaper pasting table rigged up by the players' entrance. I was top-heavy with skin wolves and marauder horsemasters. And I assumed I'd just batter him the same way I battered Susanna Reid.
Yeah, but Pochettino was no show, was he?
Well, he was. I think he said David Pleat along in his place, but he turned up with a 1982 Spurs Sabutio team in a Puma trainer box. I just told him to go fuck himself.
Well, maybe you'll have more luck in your next match, yeah?
Oh, I don't care.
All right, you don't care. Well, right, sorry, Roy. I'm just trying to be positive, you know.
Well, whatever. I'm off now, because I can feel my tits beginning to itch, and that's when I know I'm going to start lashing out. So I'm going to bid you a good day, and him over there, and I hope you get pearls every time you try to cast a smite.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Do you want a battle, Fatty?
All right, see you later, Roy.
Warhammer,
Roy.
Warhammer!
He was a bit...
on edge.
Bit on edge, wasn't he? Yeah. Are they still in trouble? Are they still in danger of relegation or something?
I think everyone's safe except Palace and Brighton now, pretty much.
Well, so Palace are
it's not Palace, what am I talking about? Cardiff and Brighton.
Cardiff and Brighton.
Yeah. I'm not bothered about the Premier League. I just care about League One.
Is it all
where
really?
It's at.
So you had a little bit of a hiccup, didn't you?
Just a little bit. Got battered by Coventry 5-4 at home.
Was it good fun, that match? Were you there?
No, it was no fun at all.
No fun?
No fun whatsoever.
I mean,
whatsoever.
You'd think it would be,
it was
wouldn't
horrible.
It? 24 hours in police custody made a...
I haven't been keeping up with it, Bob.
Last week's was fantastic.
What was it about?
About the surgeon who put in a fraudulent insurance claim.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's a cracker on
See, I've been asking for white-collar crime rather than just murders and drugs and
stabbings.
I'll say
no more, because of spoilers.
Good.
It's a cracker.
Please, they've listened to the last episode of this and they've gone out and knocked one together to my needs.
Did you watch any of the live operations that have been on television?
No, I did. I saw a bit of one of them.
Which one did you see?
I think it was liposuction, maybe, so the heart or something like that.
Yeah.
It was inside. It was inside the body.
Yeah. I mean, I found them fascinating. I found the one fascinating on the brain where the fella had to keep speaking.
Yeah.
Whilst they cut little bits of
it. Did they touch bits of the brain and make you do different voices?
Yeah. And then, they make you do impressions, Andy.
Yeah. But you can. If it touches a certain part of the brain, it makes your voice, like, turn from Welsh to Chinese and then
different
Italian.
Accents?
Yeah. Different parts of they just touch it with a pencil.
It is true that people do wake up and suddenly they speak Chinese, aren't they?
That's what
they?
I'm talking about, yeah. That's
but
what
I
it
don't
is.
Know that anyone's necessarily touched their brain during the
But evening. They've had a bang on the head, haven't they? That's what it is.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Alrighty-o. I, Andrew, was in North London last week.
Ooh, were you?
Having some special shoes with lifts in them fitted. You know, to give me that bit of extra height.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't have to ask the wife to get the sweets down from the top shelf.
Of course,
where
yeah.
she keeps them. Shop's called, and I think it's called Raising Agents.
That's nice.
It's all right, isn't it?
It's good, that's clever. Very North London.
Yeah, after the fitting, right, of course, you know where I went. I went straight to the Slaughters.
Right, yeah.
Waiter clocked me straight away, and this is how it went.
All right.
I see you're back again. It's Thursday. Did you bring something meaty in for the chef's husky as required?
Yeah, I did actually, yes. I got some rib bones from a fox I found in an area.
Bones? That was last week, you shoddy parcel of imported fuck. It's gravy off it redated, yeah. No gravy, no fucking meat.
No, I'm sorry, I had absolutely no idea.
It's all on our fucking website, sir, if only you take the time and trouble to check in advance.
I should. What is it? Just like slaughters.com or something?
No, meatparty.fuck.org, actually.
Well, at this point, right, it goes a bit dark, feel a little bit of vibration in the floor. It's Adrian arriving at his table, yeah? So the waiter...
I'll be back shortly. Don't move a muscle or you'll be looking at a one-way trip to the Ministry of Fuck.
So off he goes to serve Adrian. Of course, I start earwigging,
yeah.
You know, see what's been said.
Yeah.
So Adrian,
Oh, fuck, I am gagging and a-popping for a piping hot dose of afternoon meat. By the way, I've left a demijohn full of my personal gravy by the front door for the chef's husky.
What's the sweat percentage in it, sir?
It's coming at 67%.
Fuck off and get in.
Now, what is today's specials? What can you, and I mean specifically you, launch into my fucking face in the next 45 minutes?
Get this, you lump of pure fuck. Option one is a wicker basket fashioned from artisan flange sausages, filled with pan-fried slices of free-range turkey wattle.
Oh, fuck, that's got me jigging and a-jogging. You meaty hero, my belly juices are doing the fucking Macarena over here.
Too right. The combination of flavours and textures will send you all the way to the land of fucking Ori and back again just in time for the fucking Wombles. Don't commit to it just yet, though. Your second option is half a colt.
Half a colt? Oh, which half? Which half?
Top half.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Fucking continue the description right now, you flesh-peddling titan.
Half a colt, medium scorched in an industrial furnace and garnished with a dollop of pureed mule fetlocks.
Oh, fuck off, then. Fuck off even further.
Oh. No, you fuck off.
You'd better serve up both options, it's the only way. Anything left over can be blended and decanted into me thermos for the ride home. What about sides?
I'd highly recommend the steroid-fueled racing snails served on a bed of boiled chicken livers.
Steroids, is it? Oh, fuck, steroids could get me drummed out of darts for about 18 months plus. Oh, I might take a chance, though, for a delve into the pleasure of racing snails. Do they come shell on?
No, so very fucking sorry, sir. The shells have all rotted due to the steroids. They come naked and fucking massive.
Oh, fuck you, greasy little enabler. Christ, my tits are twitching so hard they're about to fly off their fucking mooring. Have you got something to keep me St. Bernard happy?
I could boil up some oxyanis in that dirty fucking gravy you brought.
Oh, that's lovely. Now get a fart on.
I'm already on the fucking brink, sir.
And, like, so before he could nick me, yeah, and tell me to get out, because I know that's where he was coming, I took my chance, right?
Yeah.
Of getting certain, I'd nicked off.
Yeah.
So that was nice, because I only really go to hear what Adrian's
up to. So have a bit of a listen.
And then I was out back onto the streets.
Hey, Bob, do you reckon the Bangles are still walking like an Egyptian? I mean, it was 1986.
So well, probably occasionally.
That's a long time to be doing it without getting A, sick of it, or B, having some kind of adverse effect on your joints. crouching and creeping and all that.
Crouching and a creeping.
I mean, I expect family or friends have probably told them to pack it in by now. It's a little bit of what they call cultural appropriation.
Will it stop if I say yes? I believe they are.
Yeah, for today it would, yeah.
Yes, I believe the Bangles still walk like Egyptians, yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for asking.
Can we end with a motoring question? I've got a motoring question
for
you. If you're approaching a green light,
yes.
Do you give it a bit extra just to get over the line?
Yes.
Good.
What about orange light?
It depends on the distance.
What about orange light when you just know in your guts it's about to change?
Yeah, I'll go through.
You'll go through. Yeah. And red light, you just go through, yeah?
Yeah,
just
all of them, through. Yeah.
I understand. So is this a new same motoring questions?
I've got two for you. I've got another one. If you're approaching a roundabout and there's a big queue and you want to go straight on or to the left, would you be cheeky and go to the right-hand lane, go all the way? You would,
I do it
without thinking.
I do it with
you know that's against
day.
The law, don't you?
Is it illegal?
I think
or
it is.
Or just against the highway code or something?
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? That's the law, isn't it? I've never seen anyone get nicked for it, but
Yeah, no, I've got a particular roundabout where I can get past a queue of like 50, 60 people by doing that.
Yeah. You think you're better than them 50 or 60 people?
No, I don't. I think I've got more important things to do.
Right.
You know?
Honest answer.
I've got a lot of telly to watch. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Nah, I watched the first series.
Yeah.
Because someone told me I'd like it.
Yeah.
And they were wrong. I give it 10 hours of me time. And at the end of that 10 hours, I thought, right, well, I've done my bit. No more.
I've heard a rumour that Roy Hodgson's got himself really, really into it. So that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
I wonder if he'll have out to say about
that. We'll find out about that in the next episode as well.
Yeah.
One more question. Given that Notre Dame burnt to the ground recently. Is there a particular building you'd like to say burnt to the ground, Bob?
Oh, that's a difficult one, Andrew.
Good.
I don't have an answer. You mean like Ogilvy or the contents or its function?
Yeah, anything. Any building you'd like to say razed to the ground by fire?
I can't instantly think of one. Fuck, you got me on. You got me there.
That's
Andrew.
All right. That's probably got you some more positive points.
Yeah.
Against your roundabout trick.
You've got McAloon, and Conti, and Smith.
Yeah.
Is that Paddy McAloon?
It is. It's the and classic prefab sprout lineup from the mid 1980s.
All right. So why not Conti, Smith, McAloon?
Well, McAloon is the singer, Paddy.
Also, and singer's
Martin's
best,
his
is
brother.
So why
a
don't
family
you just,
connection.
Well, why don't you? I know it's rude to Conti and Smith, but why just? Well, I prefer McAloon. He's more important.
Well, he's wrote all the songs.
Did he though?
Yeah.
You ask them in the studio, right?
Oh,
who wrote
right.
the songs?
We'll get them in next time and ask them.
He looks very different now, Paddy McAloon.
Yeah, he looks like a wizard.
I suppose he does, yeah, yeah. And a lot of red clothing.
Yeah. He's quite a recluse, but he looks like someone that everyone would look at and point.
Do you go and creep around trying to find him?
Not yet. I will do one day when I've got some spare time, yeah.
Where does he live up north?
He lives up County Durham, yeah.
Yeah, he seems to know a lot about it. What's his house look like?
It's quite nice.
Is it all right, yeah? And how long...
Private land, though.
How much further has your tunnel got to go?
Long way, yeah.
We'll keep working on it.
I've got the drone, though. I've got the drone with the camera in. That flies over a couple of times a week. Right, that's enough. Let's go now.
See you around.
Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.